It is time for Vet Talk on KDOM. Vet Talk heard each Tuesday morning at this same time, and it's brought to you as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham. And this morning, we are going to talk a little bit about bugs. Dr. Kent's with us. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Steve.
So this time of year, everything's warming up, spring's in the air, and the little creepy crawlies are out and about.
Yeah, they're starting to come out all of a sudden.
So it's a concern, whether it's fleas, whether it's ticks, you got to take care of your pet.
Yeah, you do. In fact, you know, the old proverb or whatever you want to call it, saying, you know, the prevention is worth more than the cure, especially with these things.
And it really, I mean, it's, for being as small as they are, truly, I mean, they can cause a lot of harm to your dogs and cats.
Oh, yeah. We're in a spot, you know, where the ticks have different tick-borne diseases, can be into people, can be in the pets. So, yeah.
And you mentioned before we started, they're out. People have seen them.
Yeah, they're out. Somebody pulled 3 ticks off of themselves last week. And then my nephew, you know, a cat had brought in fleas into his house, and he found fleas on his dog. So, and he's got to go through that process.
Is it the same treatment to prevent fleas as it is to prevent ticks?
Yes, there's treatments that take care of them both in dogs and cats, you bet.
And that's medicine that really, it's not a bad idea to use year-round.
Not really, especially with a more milder winter last couple winters. We've seen fleas that get in the house and then they stay. So, yeah, we recommend year-round anymore.
Now, the other side of that is if you don't do the preventative, what does happen to your pet?
So with the fleas, you know, you certainly get the itchiness, you know, the hair loss. Fleas will bite us, but they don't stay on us. They don't like the taste, but you can get itchy. And then you got to break the life cycle if it's in your house. Everything in the house, all the pets in the house have to be on something for 3 months and probably flea bomb your house too, and then wash everything.
And then when it comes to ticks.
Yeah, then you can get the tick-borne diseases. You can get, you know, if you watch out for lethargy and not eating and stuff like that. And then it's a simple blood test to check.
But it's not necessarily something you notice until they've been infected for a period of time.
Yeah, until something happens. Yep. Unless you pull something off, you know, and then you watch them close. Yeah.
And of course, the vet clinic has everything you need to prevent that.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Just give us a call. And of course, you know, they are prescription products, which seem to work better than, you know, some of the over-the-counter stuff. So give us a call. Make sure we have an exam.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to talk about?
I think that should be good for today, Steve. Thank you.
That will do it for Vet Talk this morning on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.